Welcome back, WNST, Towson Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into a Festivus week here with a victory under our belts and just what every NFL team dreams of, a Saturday night January game in Buffalo. The Buffalo Bills fresh off a victory over the Indianapolis Colts. We got the Buffalo right now. Matt Perino covers all things Bills. You can follow him, Matt, on Twitter at Matt Perino. That's P-A-R-R-I-N-O on the radio crew for the Zoom crew. What's up, dude? Happy Buffalo week to you. I was all headed up there. I like Buffalo. You know, I like going across the border. I like the Niagara Falls. I like the Anchor Bar. I like beef on Weck. You know, I like all of that, Matt, but it's not to be. This COVID thing's keeping me here, but I will be watching spiritually as you guys host a really big playoff game, and unfortunately, your fans can't go.
Well, we just found out yesterday 6,700 will be in the building again this week.
All right, there we go.
Yes, which is good news. And what's funny about this time of year in Buffalo, it's going to be snowy this week. It might be some snow on Saturday night. But when the Bills are, you know, winning, and especially winning in the fashion that they have this year, it's a much happier place to be. Usually all conversations end with go Bills. And obviously everybody in the community is really excited right now.
I'm mesmerized by like all your Buffalo paraphernalia there. You know, I don't put all my bobbleheads up behind me, but I should change them every week. I mean, I see passes back there. I see Sabre. I see all sorts of stuff back there, but there's nothing like a Bills playoff game, right? And you look to be a young guy. I mean, you know, how many have you experienced? I mean, I was up there in 88, 89, 90 for some of those games, crazy stuff. From a generational standpoint, this is a different kind of team for Bills fans.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for a while there in the early 2000s, like I used to get into it on social media with people before I got into my current role, where I got to be a little bit more professional and unbiased. It became kind of a Sabres town for a few years. And, you know, people had just kind of forgotten what it was like to be relevant in the NFL. And I go back to the 12th man era, Jim Kelly. I'm almost 40, actually. And I was
a kid. You were a kid during Kagan and all that.
Yes.
You know, cry when he missed a kick.
Yeah, I was in my grandmother's living room. I
you remember it. All right. You remember it. Okay. That's, you know, that it takes that in order to have the pain, right? Like it really does. Like I don't remember Super Bowl III. My dad was pissed all his life about it.
Yeah.
But this era for you and as a fan and as a community, I just see Buffalo. I see Cleveland is different as well, but Cleveland's had nothing. At least Buffalo's had something.
Right. And I think that they've been building towards this too. Like, I mean, this isn't like something where this is out of the blue. I think that this was kind of the expectation going into the year. I don't know if people thought that they were going to be this good offensively. Obviously, Josh Allen has really taken a large step in year three. But it's weird. It's a weird place to be when Buffalo is kind of in that position of like expected to be here because that has not been the case for a long time.
Matt Perino's here visiting with us from Buffalo. All right, let's get to the Josh Allen, you know, how he winds up there, McDermott. I mean, there are a lot of things that they've done right here over the last couple of years. I'm here in Baltimore, been witnessing this from the very beginning. We've been really good at this because Ozzie was good at this. The ownership's been good at this. Harbaugh and Billick were very good at this. Buffalo has not had that sort of a ride for this to be successful. At what point do you start to buy into this?
I mean, you got to win in the playoffs consistently. I mean, that's what John and company have done, to your point, going back to Brian Billick and the Super Bowls and everything like that. I it's hard to win in this league consistently, and I think it's something that they've shown to, at least at the ground floor level, been able to do so far. But this is where it gets tougher, and it's funny. Going into this game, like when the matchup was set, you know, my first impression was I liked a lot of the matchup pieces to this game for the Bills. But you see how the narrative kind of plays out, and there's still this passion for Baltimore and what they've been able to do, that defense, that image that I think that has been cultivated over the years, and that comes with success. And I think that they're playing their best football of the year, no doubt about it. The Ravens have come in to the playoffs absolutely dominant, six-game win streak. But the Bills haven't lost since November either. So this is truly, I mean, when you see that this is going to be like the game of the weekend, when people are talking about that, they're right on the money. I mean, these are the two most fun players to watch in the NFL right now, arguably, in Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen.
Well, it's fun unless you're in the Bills defensive room this week, right, trying to figure out how to stop this thing. And everyone says on the defensive side, this creates chaos in defenses because they have to prepare differently. Personnel has to be grouped differently. Responsibilities are going to be different with a guy like Lamar Jackson. The Bills played him tough last year, you know, like, and certainly where they are. The Ravens had that December, you know, confetti schedule that they cut through. It looked different against Nashville. It's going to look different against Buffalo, certainly next week, Kansas City, Cleveland. But for what the Bills are going to try to do to shut down Lamar, they've at least had enough success to believe that they can do it.
Oh, for sure. I think that that helps. But I think we were talking to Leslie Frazier yesterday about it, and he even mentioned the fact that that was a different team and this is a different set of circumstances. I mean, they don't have Star Lotulelei anymore. He was their kind of space-eating interior defensive lineman. One technique, teams have been running on the Bills pretty consistently. They ran on them last week. The Colts did a pretty good job when they played Kansas City earlier in the year. I think it was 250 rush yards. So they're going to lean on their two linebackers, Tremaine Edmonds and Matt Milano. They're fast, sideline to sideline. They're hoping that they can kind of simulate what they were able to do against them last year. But, you know, to your point, I mean, Tennessee knows Baltimore. I mean, they play them twice a year, and they're familiar with what they do, and they came in and they couldn't stop him, and he'd made enough plays to win. And that's the part of it that's so tough. Like, you look at the Baltimore defense and the playmakers they have in their secondary. Josh Allen has absolutely destroyed every defense that has tried to play man coverage and that has tried to blitz him this year. But this is a Baltimore defense that it's just a little bit different when they do it, I think. So this is another huge test for the Bills this weekend offensively. And you gotta outscore Lamar. I mean, and he's going to make plays, and we'll see if they can do it.
Yeah, I mean, you paint a picture of not being able to stop the run. That paints a picture of a really tough way for the Bills to win if they can't stop the run. If they're not going to be able to stop the run on Saturday, that they're going to lose.
Maybe, but maybe this offense with all these new weapons can outscore whatever. See, that's the thing about this Bills defense that's interesting. They give up a lot of yards. They gave up almost 500 to the Colts last week. But they don't give up points usually. I mean, this is a defense that has kind of come together in the end. Lamar had three touchdowns last year, and they only scored 24 points. I don't think 24 points beats the Bills on Saturday night. So we'll see. I think to your point, that does make a lot of sense, but I just think that as long as Josh Allen and the offense takes care of the ball, gets the ball in their playmakers' hands, I know that they have a great collection of talent at the cornerback position, but it's going to be strength versus strength there because nobody's been able to stop Stephon Diggs all year. I mean, he went off against the Rams earlier in the year. They have a pretty good cornerback in Jalen Ramsey. And when I say go off, I mean, he scored a touchdown against him, which usually that does not happen when you go up against Jalen Ramsey. So Cole Beasley's getting healthier. We talked to him today. Sean McDermott said he is good to go. And he said he feels better at this stage of the week than he did last week against Indianapolis at this time. So that's going to be another matchup to watch against Humphreys.
Diggs, as we say around here, he a terp. That making those right offseason acquisitions and finding the guy you want and then actually having it work out, right? In this particular case, a weapon that's a different kind of weapon than the Ravens usually see.
Yeah, because he's such a dynamic, do-everything type of wide receiver one. Like, you see, like, DK Metcalf over the course of the season, like, he's so physically imposing. He's a huge playmaker. He's got that top-end speed. But as the year goes on and more tape kind of piles up on a guy, you've seen over the last couple, you know, weeks, teams have started to figure him out and take him out. You can't really do that with Stephon Diggs because of the dynamic route running, the quickness, the elusiveness at the point of attack. That's what the Brandon Bean has done such a good job of in this rebuild, or this build, I should say, is finding all of those types of players because they realize that's what Josh Allen's strength is. If you can get a guy that can get separation, especially it was more important earlier in his career. I think he's come a long way in terms of anticipatory thrower, but guys that can get separation, if he can see it happen, he's got such a strong arm that he could just get the ball out into really tough windows and really tough situations and then let these guys do their work. And we've seen Stephon Diggs, especially in the second half of the season, some really big time plays after the catch. He's really physical. He's going to meet any type of physicality that whether it be Marcus Peters or Jimmy Smith, whoever ends up covering him. And I would imagine they'd probably sprinkle a little bit of everything at him. They just have a way of spreading it around. And then Gabriel Davis is a guy nobody really talks about fourth round rookie that caught 7 touchdowns this year. And if you watched the game last weekend, you saw him make 2 absolutely sensational toe drag plays. And he's just that other guy that everybody really can't spend a lot of time game planning on, but he makes big plays and is somebody that can really beat you if you don't account for him.
I don't know when the Bills Make Me Want a Shout song came out, but I know I was there early on. Do they still do the Mighty Taco thing up there? I mean, that was like 30 years ago.
Yeah, Mighty Taco's still around. It's still kicking. I would argue that I hate to throw shade, but I would argue the quality of the fast food there has gone down over the years. But I still rep Mighty Taco from time to time.
No, I'm just saying, like, I remember being there and just the fans, they were giving away tacos and the place is crazy. I'm up there for those playoff games 30 years ago, but that song was like such a frat song from Animal House at that point, and they turned it around. And 30 years later, every time I put the game on, I still hear the song. And your pod's called Shout. So I just thought, right, hey, man, you know, I mean, it goes back to a song, and these traditions catch on, and they last forever, literally.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's synonymous. I mean, anytime, you know what it is? There's a line from the song. It's, hey, you know, right?
Right.
Well, when you're walking through the streets, like last year we were in Nashville, huge party meetup for the Bills Mafia. They were all down there at the bars and on that big street down there. And you're walking through this heap and mass of people, and all you hear all the go Bills and hey, up and down the thing. And so little pieces of that, like, yeah, the Shout song is a big piece of the
Nashville. Well, it's a big piece of your podcast as well. Matt Parrino here at Syracuse.com, also News 4 Buffalo. You can find him at Matt Parrino out on the Twitter thing, keeping all of us. Have you been going to the games?
Just the home games. I haven't been traveling.
Yeah, Luke's been covering the home games for us. I traveled the first month and a half, 2 months, and then I shut it down. And then they told me I had to get to New York on Thursday to get a COVID test for Saturday. I'm like, dude, I've been to Buffalo, okay? You know what I mean? I know my way around Amherst and Cheektowaga, Depew, and Lancaster. I up north Tonawanda, the whole deal. Mm. I don't need 3 days in January.
I like it, yeah.
One day in Buffalo is plenty. I love you guys. I'll be back again soon. I'm just like, the disappointing part is if I had 3 days in Buffalo to spend in January under normal circumstances to be there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I would make an experience of it. I would do up Niagara Falls. I'd get over to Toronto for a night. I'd slide back in. I'd make a thing of it. I like that trip. Gonna miss it this time though. So hopefully we all get the shot, we all get the mask. By the way, one of us is gonna be rooting for the Browns on Sunday, right? I hadn't thought about that until early in the week, and I'm like, and the AFC Championship game, Baltimore has never hosted. Well, not the Ravens. The Colts did in 1970, but you guys have hosted that game before. The Chiefs sort of loom though, right? Like, I don't think either one of us really believe that the Browns are gonna beat the Chiefs on Sunday, right?
No. Yet.
Winning this game feels nice, but there still is that point where somebody better beat the Chiefs and then beating the Packers. I don't think either one of these teams are better teams than those teams. Now, whether over the course of the tournament somebody can step up, that's why they play the games. But I think the Chiefs and the Packers have proven that that's going to be a tough road, I think, for either one of these teams.
I'm with you on the Chiefs. I don't know if I'm there yet on the Packers, just because I think that there's a couple, you know, missing pieces. I think Bakhtiari being out now is going to loom a little bit larger than people think. But, you know, it's Aaron Rodgers, and he's great. And Devontae Adams, as long as he's healthy, they have arguably the best quarterback-receiver combo in the league right now. I mean, that game where they just kept feeding Adams in prime time and he kept scoring, I mean, there's no doubt about it. They're dynamic. But and you're right. I think that that's everybody's odds-on favorite to make it. I think it's interesting. I saw ESPN's value index come out, how they figure out matchups and everything like that. And they have – right now, 3 percentage points higher as the Ravens versus the Chiefs in the AFC title game, over 39% to 42% Bills making it. So,
Take the points.
Yeah, there's a lot of people on the Ravens right now. They think, and the experience is there, like the playoff experience. Last week was a big win for this franchise and this team and this iteration of the Bills. But yeah, they got to do it consistently. And this Ravens team under John Harbaugh has done it consistently.
Well, not really in this group. I mean, you know, that was the Flacco era. There's only a handful of guys left from the championship team, the special teams unit, Anthony Levine, Pernell McPhee. I mean, it's lean in that way. A lot of these guys, Marlon Humphrey was talking about them choking last year, right? Because they 14-2 when they lost it. hey, don't underestimate the importance of that Ravens win in Nashville. I mean, that was a generational win if you're Lamar Jackson, if you're Marlon Humphrey, if you're Brandon Williams, if you're Mark Andrews. Those guys, it's their first win too. So, you know, the bright lights and Saturday night, where it's going to be. I hope your fans get in safely, all 6,701 of them, which is you, and enjoy the game there. I'll be following you, and hopefully we'll come back up there and, you know, sit out in front of the Anchor Bar and, I don't know, eat wings and beef on weck and do what you folks do up there.
I love where your head's at, but we're going to go to Duff's out on Anchor Bar. Another Mighty Taco situation.
Where are we going? Tell me where we're going. I'm not even
Duff's,
coming. But.
Duff's Chicken Wings, man. That's where it's at. Duff's Chicken Wings. That is the now, you know, quintessential Buffalo chicken wing. We'll introduce you to some good wings.
Come on, man. I've been going to the Anchor Bar since I was a kid. Let me go in there, man. Frank, Teresa.
You go in there. Go in there. Look at the pictures on the wall and then order takeout from Duff's and get yourself some good wings.
Duff's Famous Wings. I'm looking at this. Amherst. Look at that. That's a good-looking wing. I'm online right now. All right, man.
Oh, yeah.
Plug away,
and you
dude.
Are coming to cover the game this weekend.
Look, man, when in Buffalo, do what Buffalonians do. You know, I will miss all of the big buffaloes roaming on the side of the road there and the snow and the bad weather. And they said it's going to be bad on Sunday, so at least I'm not going to get stuck there. So, if I did get stuck, I'd have good chicken wings. I would, yes. Right?
Exactly.
Matt, I appreciate you, man. Thanks for coming on.
All right, take care, man.
Matt Parrino joining us here from Syracuse.com and upstate New York in Buffalo. Good place to play some football on Saturday night there. Make sure you give him a follow out on Twitter. And the host of Shout, the Bills make me want to shout. We got a theme song. You know, we've had Seven Nations and we've had, you know, the Baja Men. 20th anniversary of the Baja Men. I'll choose to remember like beating Rich Gannon or something. I am Nestor. We are WNST.net, AM 1570, Tassel, Baltimore. We never stop talking Festivus for the rest of us. And Baltimore positive.